This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The science at the Cleveland Clinic reveals if you've had COVID-19, your immune system is just as strong against the virus as if you had the vaccine. President Biden on Thursday lectured Americans, demonized the unvaccinated, and took no questions from reporters.
I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated.
Biden on the campaign trail.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory.
The White House in July.
One that's not the role of the federal government.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi in late April.
We cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do.
COVID confusion continues in America. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Let's get more on President Biden's vaccine mandate. Dan Araki reports.
President Biden announced a new federal vaccine mandate Thursday that will compel all employers with more than 100 employees to require their employees to get vaccinated against COVID or be tested for the virus at least once a week. Representative Andy Harris says the president's policy completely ignores Americans who already have a level of natural immunity from being infected by the virus. The Maryland Republican tells Newsmax TV that the mandate is nothing more than a governmental overreach.
You know, the example would be, you know, if the government decided everybody has to have an appendix, you know, an appendectomy, remove your appendix, but you said, well, but I've had it removed, and they said, we don't care, we're going to give you an operation anyway. Why in the world would you want to vaccinate people who had the natural disease and now we know probably has superior immunity? It's because the president says he can force you to do it. That's the reason. He says he has authority and power.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The last U.S. military flight out of Afghanistan after the fall of the Afghan government is described by Lieutenant Colonel Braden Coleman on Fox News.
I guess the best way to describe it is apocalyptic. It was unlike anything I had ever seen. We came down there. The thunderstorms had moved in that night, so it was raining on final. It was hard to pick up the runway. We finally did, but at the last minute, we had to go around. We came back around. We blacked out over Kabul, and we look over the side, and it's, you know, poof, 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 ADA or AAA. It's anti-aircraft artillery that was going off. We had to turn early to come in. They had to line up a truck on the runway so we could land. We finally landed, and we got on the ground, and we were over on the civilian side, which had previously been pretty much controlled by the Taliban. And it was a different place. I had been to Kabul many times before, and it certainly didn't look the same on that final night. There was a lot more to it as far as when we taxied away to take off. You look over to the side, and there's these planes, and the best way to describe it, it's like a skeleton of a fish where the cockpit was intact, but then you see this row of seats, but the thing had been burned down. Broken wheels, the doors were open on all these airplanes. I was Jet 2, actually. It was Moose 9-2, and we took out and got out of there, and then all five of us got off the deck safely, thank goodness.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day, no matter what part of the day it is, as we come to you live and in person, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. So over the weekend, if you are listening in to a portion of the show, this is a replay. We welcome you, and we also welcome you to check out our show at BillMartinezShow.com. All the information is right there. We're blessed to be on over 300 markets across this great country of ours. And joining us right now is the former White House fellow, experienced federal, military, and local prosecutor, as well as a military reserve officer with a decade of national security experience. Clayton Fuller joins us now. Clay, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. And if it's okay, I just want to tap in for just a moment. Here we are on the eve of 9/11. We've had a disastrous withdrawal of Afghanistan. Americans are left behind. Some patriots, regardless of chain of command, of course, they're not adherent to the chain of command because they're no longer in the military, but being driven by that military ethos that we will not leave any American behind, have taken it upon themselves to go there and extricate Americans to finish the job that this country, that Joe Biden and his administration did not do. What's your insight on this?
Yeah, I had a number of friends, so I got the unique opportunity to work in a place in the Pentagon called Salt Lake Special Operations and Low Intensity Conflict, and it provides civilian oversight to special operators across the world for the worldwide missions that they have. And there were a number of special operators that I got to know and continue to communicate with after I left the Pentagon and the Trump administration, and just seeing their frustration and seeing the links that they were going to essentially do their own operations to get people out that they had committed to and believed in and bled and fought for. It was one of the most disappointing things that I've ever seen in our country. And then to see the Biden administration and the president's speech start to take credit for this, like it's a public-private partnership or something like that.
Right, yeah.
And it's incredibly frustrating. And I think when you look at China and Russia right now, they're essentially saying to anyone that's on the periphery, you can't trust America. They won't be there for you. And I think Russian state media actually called it they're going to use you for one night and then leave you. That's the actual terminology that they were using.
Yeah.
And it just goes to show you our senior brass is not up to the task. But when it comes to the whether it's special operators or our military members at the lower levels, They understand the mission and will get the job done no matter what's happening. It was just a remarkable effort to see in the face of an extraordinary failure in our senior leadership on up to the White House.
Yeah. And thank God it's not 100% that you have people who are committed to their promises, which is encouraging because this is really at the foundation of what America is all about. I mean, okay, we're under new management for a temporary time, and we're seeing, as I tell my children all the time, experience defines preference. And this is a awful experience that we're going through. So this is why people are understanding that their vote really does count, and they really need to champion voter integrity and go against these headwinds that want us to believe something else and continue to perpetrate a lie that voter ID doesn't matter, when common sense is telling at least 70% of America that voter ID is very valid, and to protect the integrity of the voting process, especially in light of what happened in 2020. You know, people ask me, Clay, they go, well, are you saying the election was illegitimate? I don't know that it was legitimate or illegitimate. I'm just asking the question because every week we get news reports that say, well, hey, we just found another 100,000 votes here. Well, when the president lost by, you know, 11,000, 15,000 votes, well, you know, do the math. I think that matters. I don't know what we would do. I think it would be an interesting process to go through if this does come out and we find out, look at, you know, we got a problem, a serious problem here in River City, and we did not have a free and fair election. And then what's Congress going to do about this? What is the Supreme Court going to do? Because basically, if that's where it goes, if it's legitimate, it's legitimate. But if it's illegitimate, then what are you going to do? I mean, you've got to admit that a crime took place, and how do we remedy that on behalf of the American people?
Well, and that's, you're exactly right. So regardless of whether someone believes there's a problem or not, I think anybody that is rational should welcome audits. And if you believe that the elections are working exactly how they should, then going with an audit should not raise any type of concerns.
Exactly.
I'm part of the president's legal team here in Georgia, and trying, my task was, all right, here's some information that we have on an issue. We have to go out and get those affidavits, and that was my job, was getting those affidavits. And I have no idea where that information that I gathered and sent to the president's campaign team, if that information ever got to Georgia's Secretary of State or the governor, and if they're doing anything. And I know there were issues. I took sworn statements from individuals in Georgia, and there was really nothing done. And there was information that I had gathered through a cybersecurity firm that the voting machines that we had here in Georgia, that there's information on the dark web. Mm-hmm. On how to hack into those systems. Now, that doesn't mean that they were, but there's information that is out there, and that's stuff that I relay to the president's team and through elected officials here in Georgia, and there's no conversation about that.
Exactly.
And so it's just frustrating, and you see individual citizens like me and you just get very frustrated by the process. It's essentially gaslighting as they just move on.
Yeah.
So it's incredibly frustrating to see.
Well, and of course, that now becomes even graver in light of what's been happening. I mean, look at the polling numbers for this president. They are in the tank. And, I mean, it's to the point where you got 20% of Democrats saying, I regret my vote for Joe Biden. And that's not even, you're not even considering that you had, what, about 15% of the people roughly after the election said, had I known about Hunter Biden, I wouldn't have voted for the president. So it doesn't look good, you know, for him.
Did you buy any of Hunter's art?
No, I... I guess, you know, that's stupid money, I think, you know. I mean, there's one way to look at it, stupid money, because you always, you know, for posterity or whatever. But the other part is that, you know, I say stupid money, and then I know the people, because this is all part of the Biden Inc. Process here, is that, look at, they see that as a hook into the family business and participating with all the shenanigans that they've been able to get away with. It's unconscionable that that's even in the public square, and people are willing just to ignore this when you're talking, you know, millions upon millions of dollars. And, you know, you talk about Nancy Pelosi's claim about quid pro quo against Donald Trump. This is exactly what this is all about. And this comes, of course, from the queen of quid pro quo herself. But that's a whole other discussion. We've got Clayton Fuller with us, and our conversation will continue. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
back now, Bill Martinez.
You know, I love this song from Danny Gokey because it reminds us of faith. Because that's the difference from realizing what it is that, you know, you feel like God has told you is going to happen and not knowing. Now, understand that when we get to heaven, you know, faith is, you know, as the Bible says, is unnecessary because, you know, we don't need faith anymore because we'll know. But right now, we have inklings. We have God's word. We sense this is where it should be. But and this is the challenge that we have right now. Are we going to react to the things of the world the way the world sees it, or are we going to react to the things that God has told us about? And are we going to hold on to our faith? So I'm encouraged by this song every time, and I'm glad that we share it with you, and hopefully it does the same for you. Clayton Fuller is with us, and we were just talking about his involvement with the Pentagon and studying what was going on in terms of the extraction of citizens out of Afghanistan. And Clayton, I got to tell you, we talked with U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Darren Gobb here several weeks ago. He's the executive director of Restore Liberty. He served four terms in Afghanistan, and 10 years ago, his objective and his job was to do exactly that. Was to design the U.S. military NEO, the non-combatant evacuation operations for Afghanistan. So, you know, I want people to understand, and what you were saying earlier, and I want to punctuate this a little bit more. The military, they're pretty smart people. I mean, you know, but yet the way it was demonstrated in this exit of Afghanistan, people brought that into question and go, wait a minute, this is pretty dumb. I mean, you know, how did this happen? But I want them to understand that there were already people in place and have been for years studying how to extract and evacuate non-combatants out of Afghanistan, and all that study just went by the wayside, and somehow Joe Biden and his genius, that Robert Gates already said that in 40 years he's never gotten one thing right in foreign policy, but suddenly he's the commander in chief, and this is why your vote really does matter. And it's also true what Barack Obama said, that elections have consequences, and here we are, ladies and gentlemen.
No, that's exactly right. And one of the most shocking things for me in the president's statements are that everything that has happened has been based on his senior military leadership's advice. Mm-hmm. And if that is true, they should all be fired, including Secretary of Defense Austin, the Chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff Milley, the CENTCOM commander should be fired. And if it's not true, if the president is lying to us, which I think is probably more likely, because I can't imagine that this would be our military leadership's recommendations, they should all resign.
Exactly.
There is no way that this was the recommendation on how to handle this exit from Afghanistan, and I think the White House is lying to us.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, look at not only when somebody's communicating, you look at all things, not only what they say, but even their posture, all this, for those of us who have studied or appreciate any kind of body language, that sort of thing. I mean, this has become a personal thing. And because it's become so personal, it leads you to believe that the generals are rather quiet on this, again, for the sake of chain of command and that. We had one lieutenant colonel, Marine lieutenant colonel, put his commission on the line, and after 17 years, he's 3 years away from retirement and all the rewards that go with it, and he just could not stand it and walked away from his commission, which is sad because you think, wow, this guy has enough integrity to fall on his sword for the sake of the American people and all that our Constitution stands for.
Yeah, it's sad to see that he's going to be the only person that would be quote-unquote fired for what has happened. And that's why I'm really excited that you had me on, Phil, because I want to tell you about my next project. I'm actually writing a screenplay. I don't remember if you remember the movie from the 90s, Wag the Dog.
Oh, yeah, well, absolutely.
My new screenplay, I'm calling it Wag the Mandate. So that's exactly what President Biden's doing with this new announcement on the vaccine mandates, because he's got to do something to distract the entire American population from all of these failures. They want us to move on.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the recently had an op-ed that was published, because one of the greater concerns for me, not only beyond the failures within the Biden administration and the Department of Defense, this is a massive opportunity for our greatest geopolitical threat,
without
the Communist Party of China.
Exactly.
And they're moving into Afghanistan. There are $1 trillion worth of rare earth metals there. And we as the American population have to wake up to the threat that China poses. And Afghanistan is just the latest thing that they're going to take advantage of. And the other thing that drives me insane, as we continue to be divided over vaccines, is that no one seems to be talking about holding China accountable.
Exactly.
for this this disease. And right. it drives me insane that no one talks about it. Instead, we're going to force 80 million people to get vaccinated by a federal overreach.
Well, this is typical, unfortunately, of a free and not so fair press. Maybe not so free, actually, when you look at it at the end of the day. You know, I talked with Peter Schweitzer several times, and he's written these expositories on, you know, the Clinton Foundation, Biden Inc., all these sort of things. And I go, Peter, I mean, we talked about this 3-4 years ago. Why is it taking so long for Congress to act on insider trading by Nancy Pelosi? He goes, yeah. He goes, it's frustrating, but it takes a while, you know, to get out, because this is so, you know, because when you put that kind of red meat out, there's a certain amount of the public that will be all over this in a heartbeat. What is going on? That's not fair. It shouldn't be happening. But the mainstream media doesn't align with that. The left could care less. They let it go. And finally, it got enough pressure that 4 years later, Congress said, okay, maybe we had to stop that insider trading thing. But Congress being what it is, and you know better than I do. I mean, you're an attorney, and you see how they can, you know, word salad the language in such a way that they just come up with another way. It's kind of like Dr. Fauci. We'll call it, you know, he is a gain of function advocate. End of story.
Yeah.
Okay, he is. He can say that he's not, but he is. Everything tells you that he is. And the fine line, you know, to this point, the fine line between gain of function and biological warfare is very fine, and it's a nuance. Because if you wanted to avoid biological warfare, you wouldn't even. That's like putting coals in your lap and thinking you're not going to get burnt, isn't it?
You're exactly right, and that was an incredible exchange between Senator Paul and Dr. Fauci, and just seeing the semantics that Dr. Fauci is trying to do, and it's going back to the 90s of what's the definition of it
is exactly. Well, I want to go back and touch on the mandate. See, we only got about a minute and a half yet. There's no Mr. Nice Guy left in Joe Biden. I mean, he's really getting frustrated because, well, his ratings are in the tank. His popularity has fallen so dramatically. Even his own party is starting to take a couple of steps away from him. And he's angry.
Yeah, no, he's going to lecture us about his patients wearing thin on vaccines, but apparently doesn't have time to give a live in-person speech on the 20th anniversary of 9/11. And that tells you everything that you need to know about this president. He's going to lecture us about vaccines, force us to get vaccines, use illegal federal overreach to try to do that and punish private businesses, but maybe a little bit busy on the 20th anniversary of 9/11 to talk to the American people.
Exactly. And no consideration for people who have survived the virus, which is, as we know, is 99% of the people survived it, and their immune system is stronger than if they've been vaccinated. But we don't want to talk about that, right?
No. You're exactly right. You're exactly right.
Yeah. Well, Clayton Fuller has been our guest, the former White House fellow, experienced federal military and local prosecutor, as well as military reserve officer with a decade of national security experience. Clayton, look forward to talking again. We'll keep it going, okay? You take care.
Thank you, Bill. Really enjoying it. Thank you. Have a great day.
If you think vaccines alone will protect you from COVID-19, think again. More breakthrough cases of COVID variants show that vaccinated people are still vulnerable to the deadly disease. To be safe, monitor regularly for fever, as it's the leading sign of COVID-19. Use Exergen, the only thermometer scientifically proven to detect fever. And beware of non-contact devices that miss 5 out of 6 fevers. Remember, vaccines are not enough. So protect yourself and your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Learn more at Exergen.com.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The science at the Cleveland Clinic reveals if you've had COVID-19, your immune system is just as strong against the virus as if you had the vaccine. President Biden on Thursday lectured Americans, demonized the unvaccinated, and took no questions from reporters.
I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated.
Biden on the campaign trail.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory.
The White House in July.
One that's not the role of the federal government.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi in late April.
We cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do.
COVID confusion continues in America. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Back 28 minutes before the top of the hour, my good friend Jeff Carrere joins us, Louisiana's favorite son, the Cajun Crusher. Hey, Jeff, how are we coming there? Are you still, are we able to get back in the home and turn the lights on there in Louisiana? What's going on?
Hey, thank you, Bill. And just want to let you know, we're making progress from Hurricane Ida. It is slow but steady. We've got we're back in the house. We came back from evacuation and got a little bit of damage, but it hadn't been too bad. And got water and have electricity now. It just came back, so we're excited about that. My radio stations had some issues, and we're dealing with some repairs that need to be made there. And hopefully, we'll be back on next week with my show. So, and that's WGSO New Orleans, Ringside Politics, my program. So we're getting there, Bill. It's been slow. We haven't seen a lot from FEMA. The government response has not been very robust. A lot of people just working hard themselves.
Yeah, well, that's what Louisianans do. I mean, if the government's there to help, that's fine. But by and large, you take care of your own. You're working shoulder to shoulder, side to side. We saw this happen, in Katrina. And, you know, that I think was one of those many untold stories about how the communities came together, you know, churches, other institutions that were there to support people from outside of Louisiana traveling thousands of miles. I know, you know, friends of mine that were first responders from California traveled cross country to be there to help out. And, of course, the Cajun Nation is always in strong number as well. It is quite encouraging. It really reveals, Jeff, and of course you know this because you live with it, but it reveals the heart of the people there in Louisiana and how they take care of their own, you know. So
Two things quick, Bill. One is the linemen that came from all over the country have helped us get back with power and electricity, and those have really been just lifesavers. Those are linemen coming in from all over the country, so that was really encouraging when we were coming back, seeing all these linemen making sure that we had power down here. And then, of course, groups like the Cajun Navy that help people in need, just the nonprofit, the churches, and just average citizens. So we're getting there, Bill. It's another blow, but we're on our way back.
Well, my prayers and all our prayers continue, Jeff Guerrero, for your family and for Louisiana. And all the other areas, because it wasn't just Louisiana that got hit. Yes, you were the first ones that got pulverized by Ida, but there are other other states as well that it has done an incredible amount of damage. Jeff, I wanted to talk to you about your latest op-ed that you addressed the disturbing results of the Biden administration's disastrous withdrawal of American military forces from Afghanistan. And you say that's the Taliban who will be celebrating on 9/11, and I sense that Joe Biden wanted just the opposite to occur, but again, he's not been very, very right when it comes to national security or foreign policy issues, as Bob Gates repeatedly said that in 40 years, at that point when he made the statement, he says in 40 years, Joe Biden has not gotten anything right when it comes to foreign policy. Well, he's still batting 100% or 1,000%, as they might say, right?
You know, he hasn't done anything right on anything, Bill. I mean, whether it be economic, border, of course, COVID, and now foreign policy, national security, he's been just a zero on everything. Right. And I think it's just very telling that the Taliban is going to be inaugurating their new cabinet of terrorists, some of them from Gitmo that Barack Obama and Joe Biden released. And well-known, internationally recognized terrorists are on a most wanted list, part of their cabinet. And on 9/11, when we remember all the people that were killed, we remember those lives and the heroes from the NYPD and fire department and so many others. They're going to be inaugurating a cabinet of terrorists there, mocking us, ridiculing us, trying to humiliate us. And this is a group that Joe Biden says is professional, we can work with, and it's the Taliban, same old Taliban.
Yep, exactly.
Same old group.
And in cahoots with ISIS, you've got to understand this, that this is, you know, they are, you know, joined at the hip when it comes to terror. And, you know, they're all about this disturbance. I mean, you go back and it wasn't that long ago, you know, we were seeing video of Americans, journalists, their heads being removed, people being brutally murdered. And, of course, you know, they would have arenas, almost gladiator-type arenas where they would bring people into the center and you'd have the people all sitting in the stands cheering. Maybe they were cheering because they weren't in the field getting, you know, brutalized and, you know, whipped and beat up and murdered. I don't know. It's just so weird because it's like the worst of humanity comes out when the Taliban is around. And of course, we're getting reports that it was just reinforced here just a moment ago. And I shared with our audience that this was kind of semi off the record reporting that I'm getting through back channels. And that is that we have people, we have airplanes there, as you know, that it's really a Dunkirk moment, an American version of it, where you've got some expats that you know, warriored up and went into the country or doing what they can to extricate American citizens, because we all, and I say we, those of us who have been in the military, we live by that ethos, and it is a sincere, dire ethos that you do not leave anybody behind. And so they have, without government approval, Biden is not real happy with them, and now he's trying to take credit for it. But what's been happening here, Jeff, is that it's being reported that people are being taken off the plane and killed right there on the tarmac.
Wow. Bill, it's just so disturbing on so many different levels. First, yeah, the Taliban with their Sharia law, whipping. I've seen the video of women being whipped, and they're known for throwing people off buildings and stoning them. These are barbarians. These are killers. They are an abomination, a stain on humanity, and the fact that we're working with them is just absolutely atrocious. We should be sending in our military, extracting our Americans that are being held hostage, telling the Taliban we're doing this, making sure that all of our Americans are safe. Now, as you're reporting, we could be having Americans now killed. I'm hearing that they're going door to door looking for Americans.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that we cannot allow. I mean, it's there should be hearings in Congress, the American people. We can't move on to any other topic, mm-hmm. Bill, until we get our American hostages out.
You're exactly right.
It's one other thing about Dunkirk. We don't have Winston Churchill in charge.
Right.
We've got Joe Biden, the worst of the American presidents, the worst of the worst. So that's why we're really in a dangerous situation.
Well, when it comes to Congress and Nancy Pelosi, they're not interested. Clearly, they're not interested. They were more interested in going on break while American citizens are suffering at the hands of the Taliban. We hear the phone calls of them. You can hear the fear in their voices. And even with Afghanis who were loyal. In fact, that one Afghani,
right,
especially, he's got quite the story. He saved Joe Biden and John Kerry, right?
Yeah.
And he and his family have been ignored. Are you kidding me? I mean, this tells you a lot about the character of Joe Biden, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, people that saved our lives, people that risked their lives for Americans, these interpreters and other Afghan allies, they're behind enemy lines. They're maybe more in danger than anyone because the Taliban are going to go after these people and, they're going to kill them in grotesque ways. And it's so upsetting, Bill, that this is going on. And yesterday, Jen Psaki, he's trying to claim credit for one plane load or with a few Americans. Hey, I'm happy to celebrate any Americans that come out, but we're doing it on bended knee to the Taliban, praising them, complimenting them.
Right.
Bill, it is disgusting.
Yeah, it is wrong on so many levels. Plus, the other thing, Jeff, that is quite dubious is this number, this varying number that they keep coming up with as to how many Americans are there still. And it's about as valid as the numbers they give us about COVID, right?
It's all a lie. I mean, they lie about everything, lying about COVID, lying about mandates, saying they're not going to do it and then going ahead and doing it, lying to George Stephanopoulos, saying we will not take our troops out until every American is saved. And what does he do 2 weeks later? He takes our troops out while Americans are still there. I mean, it's just an administration of liars.
Exactly. Only Joe Biden. He is Louisiana's favorite son, the Cajun Crusher. We look forward to you being back on the air with Ringside Politics on WGSO 990 AM. Wish you and your family and all Louisiana well, Jeff Carrere. Thank you.
Take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, welcome back. Bill Martinez here. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, my good friend Adam Holtz from Focus on the Family and PluggedIn.com joins us now. Hey, Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you doing, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I mean, look at Monday, you know, got a little complicated. That's okay.
Yeah.
But hey, no need to apologize. there's always Friday, right? So here we are.
And it's a good week to make it to Friday, definitely.
Well, without a doubt, and especially the topic that we want to talk about, one that's been on my heart that, you know, I see, you know, when I saw the Kendricks brothers, this is a documentary, new movie that's coming out. It'll be out, what, this weekend, right?
Yeah, it's out, it was out last night, actually.
Okay. Title of it, Show Me the Father. And this is your prescription. Adam and I are writing the prescription for you this weekend. Dads, take your sons. Sons, take your dads. You want to see this movie. This will bless the socks right off of your wonderful and beautiful feet. Let me tell you.
Yeah, you won't even be able to find your socks. You'll be so blessed.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and you know, and it'll be okay because sons may see their fathers crying for the first time. And fathers may see their sons in tears for the first time.
And these are tears of revelation, tears of joy, because yeah. I believe what the Kendrick brothers have done in God's timing, this is not by accident. I believe that spirit is being released, Adam, and that is that spirit that we're told about in the Word of God, that there will be that time that the hearts of the Father will be turning towards the yeah. Son, and the hearts of the sons will be turning toward the Father. And I believe the Kendrick brothers, obedient to the revelatory word of God and their mission, have served us well by yeah. giving us this movie, right?
Absolutely. And you know, for those of your listeners who are fans of the Kendrick brothers, you know that they've already done things like War Room and Fireproof and Courageous and Overcomer, among others. If you're not familiar, Alex and Stephen Kendrick are two guys that about 12 or 13 years ago decided to make movies because they understood the power of story to transform culture. And this is their first feature film that's a documentary and not a fictional story. And it tells the story of five men and their fathers. And the stories really run the gamut from fathers who were incredibly intentional and inspired their children to fathers that were anything but that. And I think one of the hardest stories is that of Focus on the Family president, Jim Daly, and his dad was a disaster, and his stepfather was a disaster, and his foster family was a disaster. I mean, it's hard to comprehend how somebody could have so much loss and difficulty with regard to father figures, and yet God still worked redemptively and ultimately brought a man into his life who wasn't his father, but who was definitely a father figure.
Exactly.
And so we get the whole gamut, right? So stories about dad, who got it right and who got it wrong, but the reminder and the inspiration and the exhortation here is for us to engage as dads, both with our children and with God, and that as we engage with God, we become a conduit for what he wants to do in and through us, not only in our families, but, you know, in the broader world that he's placed us in, the relationships he's given us.
Yeah. And the redemptive hope of all this that you touch on here, Alex, Adam, so appropriately. I was saying Alex because I was thinking of the Kendrick brothers here. Forgive me.
Yeah.
But Adam, that you touch on is God's redemptive plan. Now, there are, I would dare say, millions of stories like Jim Daly.
Yeah.
I mean, millions out there. But we hear, you know, we hear Jim Daly because he's a prominent figure. He's the president of Focus on the Family. His story has been told, and people need to hear it, even though they go, oh, gosh, I've heard a lot of people say, I didn't know that about Jim Daly. How could, you know, well, of course, I'm probably a Focus on the Family geek, you know. I'm maybe a little bit too close, and I think that everybody should know. It's almost like, I got to tell you, we were doing there was an event in Anaheim Hills, California. And Mike Lindell came in, and we're doing an interview with him, my good friend Phil Hotzenpiller, and one of the technical people didn't know who Mike Lindell was, had no idea about MyPillow.
Yep.
And, you know, and Mike was, you know, he's very cool about it, you know. He goes, gosh, I think 99% of my people, you know, I got 99% brand awareness. I guess you're that 1%. You know, it was really cool. So, even in spite of it all, but again, these stories, we need to hear them because it encourages us, and it will encourage those young men and young girls who have grown up without a father. I mean, overall, we know that 25% of kids growing, you know, are growing up without a father. In some cases, by racial divide, as high as 70%. And you know, this movie again will help you realize just how important a father is. And you know, for some of the kids, they just can kind of harden their hearts a little bit, figure, okay, I don't have a dad, and I'm not relating to God as my father, and so you know, I'm going to go find a gang or whatever, because a void cannot exist. The need for a father is there, and this is something that you know, why at the end of the day you'll come away and say, man, we need justice reform here. We need justice reform that keeps the father in the house and doesn't, you know, endlessly, you know, lock him up, keeping him away from the family at the risk of the next generation. And this is what we have done, sadly, and there's got to be a better way.
Well, I mean, I don't want to get too far into the weeds here, but I think one of the great sociological tragedies of, you know, what Lyndon Johnson put into place was a welfare system that ultimately let dads off the hook. Mm-hmm. You know, even in through the early 60s, the black family is pretty intact. And yeah. then, you know, we have this Great Society program that comes in, and it's well, it may be well-intended, but it absolutely destroys the African-American family.
Adam, it was not well-intended.
I'm only saying
because, I mean, not to stay in the weeds with you, but see, we always want to be gracious about, right. you know, political manipulation. This was yeah. politically manipulated in the words of, and I'm not going to quote it exactly because it's disgusting what this former president had to say in compelling the Southern Democrat leadership to go along with this, because he said if they did, they would have blacks, he used the other word, the N-word, voting Democrat for the next 100 years. So this wasn't well-meaning by no means.
Sure.
You know, this was all politically motivated. This is the government interfering in things that it has no business in getting involved with. And look what they've done. They've decimated these people. They've crippled them.
You know, unfortunately, it's almost beyond the ability to critique. I mean, I think Daniel Patrick Moynihan was the last Democrat that offered a meaningful critique of the problem. But anyway, I'm deeper in the weeds now than
we'll extricate both of ourselves from it, and because there's so many great stories, as you say, that are highlighted. The Sherman Smith story I found to be
the Sherman Smith story.
Oh, Lord have mercy! And, I mean, what a great story! You talk about
the
redemption.
Other thing that they do that I loved was they bring Tony Evans in, mm-hmm. kind of as a play-by-play commentator. And he has this commentary between the segments that sort of gives us a biblical context and a social context. And I thought it was very, very well crafted from start to finish.
Well, it's really offered a new dimension that was a bit surprising coming from the because they're great at telling stories. And, yeah. oh, by the way, get ready because they're doing a little update, right, on their popular film, Courageous. And that comes out next month, right?
2 weeks, I think.
Oh, is it 2 weeks?
Not very long.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I think it's just a couple of weeks. Yeah, they're
okay.
It's a 10-year anniversary update of Courageous, which, of course, is one of their most popular films. And I don't know. It's movie watching and movie critiquing is a subjective thing. For my money, I think I maybe like Show Me the Father as much as anything these guys have done so far.
Well, I would agree. I mean, it's a whole, it's a different genre for them. But what a great job. My notes say that Courageous Legacy, the 10-year anniversary re-release, comes out on October the 15th.
And, okay,
because it was September 10th for this one, Show Me the Father. But again, I cannot tell you passionately enough what this movie will do
yep.
for this, you know, for the fathers, the sons of the fathers, the hearts. I mean, wow, you talk about what the Kendrick brothers were able to do to tap in to the hearts, the heart of God, the very heart of God, I believe. And you will see, hopefully you have eyes to see the heart of God expressed, and you will be blown away. It will cause you, and even if you have what you might say is a successful relationship with your son or daughter, this yep. is going to add to that experience, isn't it?
I think so, definitely. And I think it does it in a way that it doesn't make you feel beat down.
Because yes.
sometimes in the spirit of trying to point out where we've gone wrong, Christians sometimes can sort of unintentionally heap condemnation and shame on you.
Mm-hmm.
And most of us either have fathers or are fathers, and we've experienced hard things. And I felt like this was an invitation to freedom, an invitation to keep trying, even if you're a ways along as a father and you feel like, ah, man, it's too late for me, I've blown it.
Yeah.
No, you have it. This invites you
back into that vibrant relationship.
Exactly. Just like the commitment of the Father to us, he tells us all the time, continuously, Adam, that it ain't over. I'm still in charge. You're still my guy. Isn't that what he says to us?
Absolutely.
I love
Absolutely.
His commitment. Adam Holtz from Focus on the Family. Thank you, Adam. Take care. God bless, my friend.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.